The machine isn't a robot, Sam. But I hear your analogy. It seems that Samaritan has been helping people across the city for a few days now. The machine sent me a message. She said that Rachel Farrell was just one of its stops.
That tracks with what I'm seeing here. Buses, subways, trains, all running like clockwork. Nothing broken, nothing delayed. When was the last time that happened in New York?
In my dreams, maybe.
Samaritan's running the city.
I believe it is. But why?
What if it's trying to reach out to the machine the only way it knows how?
But then why do it this way? Why not just... Well, I don't know, how do artificial superintelligences usually talk to each other?
These machines have avoided making contact with one another for good reason. If two dueling ASIs arrive at anything short of consensus, the outcome could be catastrophic.
Two angry gods hurling boulders at one another while the ants scurry below.
This may be a request for peace talks.
Well, maybe they should just kiss and make up.
To what end, Ms. Shaw? Samaritan's plans will be many hundreds, if not thousands, of steps beyond what we can imagine.
The machine will protect us.
Even if I had succeeded in creating a benevolent machine, as if any such thing could exist. Never forget that even a so-called friendly artificial superintelligence would be every bit as dangerous as an unfriendly one.
Your machine seems pretty warm and fuzzy to me.
Have you forgotten that it asked us to kill a congressman?
But that was to stop Samaritan from going online.
So where does it end, Ms. Shaw? Congressman here? President there?